I used to be a sexy little theater boy prancing around on stage. Everybody loved me.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is a story about two boys from Boston, born and raised assholes. They're bringing you the dankest shit right now. It's called Who Cares? With your hosts, Jackson Burns and Mark Mullaney.
Yeah, that was good. See, and the music makes it badass.
Yes, it does. We got some dank-ass memes, kid.
Now I have 2 years. So we're just going to start the show like that.
Yep.
This is a Black Mass theme song, so I think of Johnny Depp trying to do a Boston accent.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Nothing compared to my lady's Boston accent. That was Sam. She's a guest, guesting in our studio today, watching us do the podcast.
We are slowly, like, assimilating her into the show, because, like, last week we recorded at her house, and now we may be in our home turf, but we've dragged her along with us and forced her to be on the show.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, forcing,
soon
no.
She will be one of us.
She is one of us.
This sounds like Rammstein. I love it.
Rammstein.
I think they stole it from Rammstein.
They may have. What song is it?
I want to say it's Engel. We should probably introduce ourselves, by the way. I'm Mark.
I'm Jackson. Engel? There's no Engel.
E-N-G-E-L. It's German for angel.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Engel. It's already creepy.
Pause the black mass.
I was trying to mix it in, man.
Oh. Well, no, but it's not this part, and it might not even be the right song, but it's towards the end. Fuck, I just want to listen to this.
It's creepy, man. Oh, yeah, that's badass.
Fucking love Rammstein.
We should open the show to this song someday. How do they make whistling badass? Yeah, now we're just a Rammstein podcast.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to turn that down because we're getting distracted. Squirrels.
Well, actually, that's our new catchphrase for getting distracted. Squirrels. Yeah. Actually, a creepy bit of a Rammstein. One of the things I love about Rammstein is that they love to sing about, like, really fucked up shit. And one of their songs...
And nobody knows because it's in German.
It is. Well, German people know. But speaking of, they have a song called Mein Teil.
Let's get cussed!
I had to add some Scottish in there just to, you know...
Aye, lad.
To even it out.
But anyway, they have a song called Mein Teil, which in German means my piece, which is slang in German for basically my cock. And the song is about Armin Meiwes, who is a man who, in the early 2000s, I think it was, met another man online who they both agreed that Armin Meiwes would kill and eat that man. And he did.
Oh, I remember hearing about this. You talked about this on this podcast.
Didn't we really?
Yeah.
We're going streaking!
But yeah, they started with, he drugged the guy, they made out a little bit, and then he cut his dick off and cooked it, and they both tried to eat it. Good story.
I'm so glad I pulled that drop.
There, I'm glad I gave you that lead in for that. But it was one of those situations where after he was arrested, the cops had to, because he videotaped himself, like, killing the guy and then kind of harvesting his meat over a period of months. And then...
oh, my God. What the hell? Where are you going with this?
Well, I was going to say, and then after they found that the cops arrested him, they found the tapes. And it was one of those situations where after the cops had to view all the tapes, they all had to go into extreme therapy for a while.
It's okay. Anti-comedy.
I'm right on.
I am just lining up all those new drops that you've gotten today. I'm just racking them up for you. So you're welcome.
Hitting them.
I am doing a good job of setting you up for that.
So speaking of setups, that was a good I forgot the word.
That was
segue.
A good segue.
So so Sam and I yesterday we're driving down the street. We went to see my buddy Steve in Pembroke.
Steve.
And on the way home in Pembroke Center, we see two fellas walking. Who they look pretty grizzled. And they,
as everybody in Pembroke does. I got family in Pembroke. They're all grizzled.
Pembroke's real nice, actually.
All a bunch of grizzled Italians.
And so we see these two fellas walking. They have signs on that said 9/11 Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I had to pull over and see what was going on, and where the hell am I playing this from?
I don't know, but I have play this, and then I have so, because we talked a little bit about this before we stepped in here, and I had to. We talked a little bit about it, but I had to restrain myself because I have so many questions.
I'm gonna play you my conversation with him, and you just kind of comment when you see fit.
Can I just get your can I use you on the radio?
Your catchphrase.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Oh, definitely. I'll take
Mark
any kind
Miller,
of...
This is Bruce Henry.
Can I use you on the radio?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so you fellas, you're walking down the street with signs that say 9/11 Truth.
Yes.
Explain.
Well, we're on the way from Provincetown to Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, they're a long
you know,
way from
Provincetown
both those places.
Is at the eastern tip, and
they're
Pittsfield
walking?
Is right near the border of New York State.
So you've been walking from Provincetown?
Yeah, yeah. We've stayed here and there, and
when did you start?
We started.
This is our eighth day. We started Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever told you look like that actor that just died? I forget his name. He was a character actor. Uh-huh. Shit. He was in Big Love.
Yeah.
I'm digressing. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm trying to find his name right now, actually.
So, we're just the main thing about this.
Hey. Oh, I gotta fast forward this. Actually, this is boring.
Hey. Over there. It was. Do you know what 9/11 is?
Well, wait, what just happened there? Pause this for a second.
Okay, sorry. It's something that they met a couple of minutes earlier.
The guy was saying hi. All right.
Yeah,
so I was hoping somebody was like pulling over to give him
change your situation.
Pull over there.
Yeah. So why are you guys walking from?
Well, do you know what 9/11 is?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Those were the attacks on.
Do you know what it was? Well, I'm going to explain it to you anyway.
They were attributed to terrorists, of course, Islamic radical terrorists, and so on, and then they led to the war in Afghanistan, then indirectly the war in Iraq, and then other wars since.
And the USA Patriot Act.
The USA Patriot Act, which
this guy was like his weathered sidekick.
Yeah.
He looked like Henry Dean Stanton or Harry Dean Stanton.
And you know, I don't know whether the USA Patriot Act has been enforced, but it's on the books, and it
blah
could
blah
be,
blah. They don't really know how to get their point across, so they're walking across the fucking state.
So they were just walking from Providence to
Pittsfield, yeah.
Just telling people about 9/11 truths?
Yes.
That's...
Rural,
do they have jobs?
The way that it came down, the way that both of those buildings came down...
It's all, same old conspiracies. So, but listen, he gets mad at me.
That it's been done any number of times. There was did you know there was a third building, a 47?
So there
did. So that came down exactly the same way. So it's.
So there's not. So what, is there anything? I mean, I've heard all these conspiracies before.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm not here to determine. I'm saying that the government is lying to us.
Calm down. I'm not trying to argue.
We want a new investigation.
He started yelling at me. Okay,
that's when you're.
I'm not going to say who did it.
So
right.
Anyway, yeah. And then
that's the thing about
fucking
these conspiracy
crazy
guys.
Assholes.
Yeah, that's the thing about these conspiracy guys. They'll come out and be like, "I'm not here to tell you who did it. I'm not here to make answers. I just know the government was involved and I want a new investigation." It's like, "Well, then what are you trying to prove exactly if you don't want to tell us anything?" Like if you have information,
I really don't know. They really had nothing that I saw that they were trying to accomplish, except for a new investigation. But whatever, you know.
So their whole plan to get this investigation is to carry signs and walk from one state to another.
He didn't have a website or anything.
That's insanity.
Yeah. So yeah,
I wish I had that kind of free time.
Who cares?
I wish I had a fucking soundboard with me. I would have played Who Cares to them.
Who cares?
that's nuts. So you guys just ran into these guys, approached them.
I thought they
would be safe to go and talk to.
Well, it's my job, man. I'm a good radio guy.
I put myself in danger every day.
I probably won't end up using that for the actual radio because people get real fired up when you fucking stomp your feet on the flag of the country by saying that fucking all those guys died for nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
No. I mean, you know, because there's a lot of people who say that it was set up. Personally, I think that the government had some intel that they just weren't following up on.
The government knows a lot that we don't know.
Yeah, I just don't. But, I mean, I don't think it was a thing that they orchestrated. I don't think it's necessarily a thing that they let happen. I think it was a situation that they kind of like, you know, there was some intel that people just weren't taking seriously. And it, a lot of times with the conspiracy theories, it's not maliciousness. It's stupidity that people are trying to cover up. It's like somebody fucked up their job. and something bad happens, and then the quote-unquote conspiracies is just them trying to make sure that they don't get fingered as the guy who's like, you missed that.
You said fingered.
Yes. It's like the guy who skipped over the paragraph in the briefing where they're like, oh, by the way, they're going to blow up the two towers. You know, that kind of shit.
I wish I walked up to them and said,
excuse me while I whip this out.
And then what would you have whipped out?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Nothing.
Need a follow-up.
No, I don't. I mean, how can you follow that up?
With your cock.
You follow it
up with your cock, Jason.
That's disgusting. And we're going to move on. Well, Sam was with me. Sam, do you want to say something? Or no? That they looked weird. Okay.
She's probably sitting there going, like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's going to get us killed.
No, she was all for it. She knows that when you get you see the opportunity, you have to... Yeah, she took the pictures.
She filmed from a safe distance. She's a smart girl.
Like she's doing right now, very far away from you.
Yes. Well, she's multifaceted. She was our introduction today, and now she is taking some in-studio pictures so that we have something to decorate our vacant and depressingly empty social media, which I'm constantly asking people to go onto, but there's really nothing there for anybody to see.
Well, it's really your fault is what it is.
You have full access. You feel free.
Yeah, but you're the creative one online. I'm the creative one with my words.
See, I don't know. You seem to be a little bit better at social. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like you're better at social media than I am. Like, I study it from, like, a marketing standpoint. But, like, I mean, you get responses from people. You get stuff. I don't
get anything. It's because I work for a radio station, really, though.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I was literally just talking today before we started recording the show. I've been, like, studying hashtags on Instagram, trying to, like, figure out a way to, like, get more eyes on my posts. And it's, like, I'll get, like, a handful of new followers every day. And then the next day, they're all gone. And I'm always back to the same number I'm always at. It's the weirdest fucking thing. And I don't understand if it's just me or if it's Instagram and their fucking algorithms. I don't know. But I'm so angry that I'm gesturing. Ooh, whistles.
No, that's the tweet bird, isn't it?
I don't think that they have a, like, sound effect.
Oh, don't know? Well, that's what I hear that and I think of Twitter.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good. You've just derailed.
You were talking about Twitter. Oh, no, you were talking about Instagram.
I was.
So what's on your agenda for the week?
I don't really. I mean, I've had a very tiring, very stressful week, but it's all boring work shit, so I don't really have much to talk about necessarily.
I found weed.
Makes for great radio. Yes, we talked about that last week.
I actually talked about it on the radio yesterday, too.
Oh, you did? So you did finally bring it up?
Yeah.
And you're still alive?
420, yeah. Well, yeah, nobody found me yet.
in some creepy criminal hideout, they're like, hey, get over here, listen to this fucking asshole's talking about our weed.
Yeah, this guy stole our weed.
This is the motherfucker that stole our weed. He's on the radio.
They sound like the mafia guy from The Simpsons. And then I would run from him.
Were you going to pull up a clip
of
that mafia guy?
No, I don't know where he is. It would take me a long time, and then it would be way past when it was relevant. So that's when you start talking again.
Yeah, I'm just reading my notes really quick here.
Oh, you have notes. Good.
Yeah. Well, I always have a bunch of notes and stuff. And actually, okay, I have a story, and we'll probably... Yeah!
That was perfect timing that I found that.
Shit!
You'll laugh at that when you hear the podcast, Sam. Right now, she's just looking at two idiots laughing at nothing.
I can't. Okay. All right. No, so I have a story that I've been sitting on for a while, actually.
Ooh.
You've already heard this one, but we're going to pretend you haven't. Yeah, you.
Oh.
So today has been, like, really, like, was a really nice day weather-wise. And we've kind of talked about, like, there's been, like, a perpetual winter cursed onto the city of Boston this year. But today was today was such a nice day. All the assholes with loud cars were out and about. but with the, you were on point with those sound effects today.
Thank you.
With the warm weather coming out, I know there's one thing that I personally wish I could still do. And a lot of people like to do, and that's bike riding. Bike riding in the city in the summer is a lot of fun. A couple years ago, I got on Craigslist and I got one of those like folding bikes. This was during the time when I was commuting to New Hampshire three times a week on the train. So I got this folding bike that I could take on the commuter rails and stuff with me.
That wasn't a bicycle at all.
No, it wasn't.
No, I'm sorry.
Now, I don't know if you've seen, you've seen these folding, I mean, you've seen my bike. Like it was, had like kind of like tires half the size of regular bike tires, and the frame was kind of weird. Like it was sort of like a generally small bike compared to like a normal adult bike, and then it just had like tall kind of seat and handlebars and stuff like that, right? So I was riding it for about a year, and then, sorry, I'm trying to get out of the way here for our photographer. So I rode it for about a year without problems, and then all of a sudden something weird started happening with it. The wheels started acting funny, and then one day, I'm about to get on the train with it, and I realize, like, the wheel is not moving, and I look at it, and the whole, like, the spokes and everything, it's all twisted wreckage. It's, like, fucked up. It was all twisted and folded and messed up, and I was like, what the fuck's going on with the bike? So I had to call out of work that day, and I took it down to, what was it, Back Bay Cycle or something like that. It's a great bike shop in the Back Bay area. I advise you check it out.
Can they fix your bike?
No, well, that's the crux of this story. So I took it into them, and the head, what do they call a guy? What's specifically the title of a guy who works at a car?
Bicycle mechanic?
Yeah, mechanic. So the bike mechanic, the head bike mechanic, he was looking at it, and he's like, what the hell did you do to this? He's like, what the hell did you do to this thing? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just riding it. So they're looking at it, trying to figure out what the hell was wrong with it. The wheel was just all fucked up. And then finally, now this guy, this mechanic was kind of a ball buster. So he's like, you know, giving the kid working with him a hard time. And it's kind of funny, you know, he's kind of just being a, you know, thing in a fun way. But then he suddenly pulls me over. He's like, hey, come here for a second. He pulls me over to the side. It kind of makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, he's busting everybody's balls. Like, is he going to start giving me a hard time about something? Like, I'm the customer here. What the fuck's going on? He goes into me. He says, I didn't want to say this in front of everybody else, but you're kind of a big guy. How much do you weigh? And I'm like,
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey. Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it, you know?
So I said to him, I'm like, I'm like, you know, kind of a little closer to 300 pounds than I'm comfortable admitting. And he goes, yeah, okay. So here's the thing. So that kind of bike, it's not really designed for a guy your size.
Put the pork chop down, Fatty McFatterson.
So basically the reason the bike broke was because I was too fat to ride it.
Stop eating.
That's Heather for you.
And the
what's the fat bot?
How long until we eat?
So it was basically the bike tire. Just over the month that I've been riding the bike, it had slowly been folding in on itself because I was so heavy.
You completely destroyed the bike.
And the guy was like, "Okay, so if you want to be able to ride a bike like this, we're going to need to like order you a special tire." Like a special kind. He's like, we're gonna look into if you're interested in spending the money, we're gonna look in and see if it's possible to get you a tire that size with extra spokes to support you. And I'm like, okay.
And of course,
the sad ending of the story is that look, for a week they did the best they could. They could find nobody who was able to make a tire to handle my weight.
I was gonna say it would be like Ghostbusters when they first got the first call, and the lady at the fat bike store is like, "We got one," and then just the whole factory just starts working.
We're gonna get this finally. I can finally feed my children.
Daddy's going to work. You're going to college.
Hurrah, Daddy!
All the bike shop.
So now that. Poor folding bike that has had such a painful life is now folded up in the back of my closet. Most likely never to see the light of day again.
Probably not, no.
Until the magical day when I maybe shed a few pounds, but we'll see.
Man, I wish I had a drop for that, but I don't.
So there I am, too fat to ride a bike.
Oh, man. I think I should start off every story you tell with that music. Hey, this is Alexa laughing at you. That sounds like the Hillary Clinton laugh, actually.
That was a little creepy, actually. Yeah. Oh, that was a creepy thing. Did you hear about the Alexas, like, laughing?
Yeah.
Spooky, and I was pissed that mine never did that. Because I wanted it to.
If Alexa farts, too.
Yeah, I know. I make her do that.
Oh, we've talked about that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on the show.
No, I think we did, actually.
I don't think so. Did we? we need a historian in here. I know the CIA is listening to me through the Alexa.
Drugs, man.
Fartmaster Flex. That's my nickname.
Yeah, do we want to tell that story?
Yeah, we can tell that story.
Should we have Sam come on and tell that story?
I mean, if you want to.
Well, you can.
Well, I figured it's an embarrassing story about you, so I figured she'd want to tell it.
Yeah, hold on. I guess I'm. Yeah, so let's get some funny sound effects here.
I can just do them.
Okay, that's not it. Wow. Okay, that works. So, is this the first or the second time I slept over your house? Oh, this is the second time, because the first time I slept over her house, I threw up all over the place twice. Yes. So,
her relationship with you has just been a nightmare whirlwind of disgusting bodily functions.
I mean, it's really... I mean, I'm glad
just
you
Just stuff
came
coming out of both ends. It's disgusting.
At least this is semi-impressive to show somebody instead of, like, just me farting and burping all over the place.
Hey, and, honey.
Yeah.
So, this is where I work.
So I slept over at her house one night, and we were both awoken to this, what we thought, or what, I don't know what you thought it was, but I thought it was something bad happening, and then I realized it was me farting.
You're a stupid fucking dog.
I really
That's
am
what
a,
dogs
dog
do.
So I woke myself up, and I woke Sam up with my fart, and I did not know that she woke up. I thought that I got away with it, and so I went right back to sleep. But little did I know that she was trying to stop laughing. Right, and
she says that, but in reality, that shaking was her crying. Is what the fuck kind of choices have I made?
So she was sitting there, like, just trying to hold in her laughter as to not wake me up or embarrass me, and I'm just an idiot, and I cannot believe that.
I fart in your general direction.
And so, what's the nickname that you gave me?
Fartmaster Flex.
If you didn't hear that, that's Fartmaster Flex. Which is a fucking fantastic nickname. If, you know, I can be a parody DJ.
Oh, it could be like, boom, doon, doon, digga, doon, doon. Boom, doon, 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 digga, doon, doon. Boom, doon, 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 digga, doon, doon. Did you pick up what that was doing?
Who cares?
Asshole. I think that was
anti-comedy.
That was
anti-comedy.
That was okay. I just needed an excuse to use the drops.
So yeah, you're disgusting. Did we talk about you puking all over her?
Yeah, no, I didn't puke all over her. I puked all over her, well, in a bucket at her house and in the toilet.
She has a delightful house, and you ruined it with your horrible bodily functions. You're a monster.
All right, let's simmer down. I'm still in the room.
I know. I can smell it.
Uh-huh. Douchebag. Douchebag.
Do you know who that is? I'll give you three guesses.
Who is that?
No, I won't give you three guesses.
No?
Douchebag. First two are wrong.
Do it again.
Douchebag.
I don't know.
She's laughing at I think you're laughing at my... I'll give you two guesses. Three guesses. First two are wrong, maybe. Oh, man. She's laughing at your joke.
Douchebag.
Victory.
I fart in your general direction.
I gotta watch that fucking movie. I love that movie.
What movie is that?
That's Monty Python and Holy Grail.
Okay.
You fucking swine. It's The Frenchman from The Fortress.
Yes, it is. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's been a long time. What? Do you not like that movie? Or do you like that movie? Or are you mad at me for not liking it? I mean, for not seeing it in a long time. Hell yeah. Okay, good. Because I could.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
My friend Dan Aykroyd. Jane, you ignorant slut. Whatever, Jane Curtin. No.
No, what was that?
From fucking Saturday Night Live.
I never watched Saturday Night Live.
It was back in the day.
I know. Well, I never watched Saturday Night Live anyway. In fact, the only thing I've really paid attention to is Alec Baldwin doing Donald Trump until everybody else started doing it, and you realize that Alec Baldwin's Trump is not actually that great.
It's really not that great, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Like, the facial expressions are okay, but they're a little too hyperbolic, and they get old pretty fast. Who's that guy who did the President Show? He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was. He's a weird name.
You know what's a surprisingly good show that I was not expecting to be as good as it was? Is Our Cartoon President. Have you seen that?
No.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No.
That was my what's his face?
Conan O'Brien.
No. The one with the chin.
Jay Leno?
Yeah, Leno. Have you seen this? Have we about this?
You're making Jay Leno. Jay Leno retired like 8 years ago, right?
No, but wasn't that the way he talked? He would always be like his opening monologue.
We're trying to do a contemporary podcast.
Are we
here,
really? Are we really? You're referencing fucking Monty Python, The Holy Grail, and Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, this is true.
So where's the contemporary?
Yeah, and we're playing German industrial. We're very contemporary.
I'm just gonna. I love this.
No, what was you were telling? I was gonna have you talk over the.
This song
intro
is about. This song is about.
Okay, we're moving on then.
This song is about how you feel about me.
No,
because it's you hate me.
And heavy as shit. Back in the day, when we were starting the band.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get guitar tones on like recordings and stuff. Eric used to always say, "We gotta get the fucking Rammstein guitar tone."
Now, what does that mean exactly? Explain it to a person who doesn't know anything about music.
Guitar tone? It's not playing right
now.
Just the way it's tuned?
Yeah,
no, not tuned. The way it sounds. The way it's all crunchy and like full.
But
like,
how do you get that? Like,
you just mix it with the EQs and.
So it's a digital thing. Okay.
No. You can do it on an amp.
Like, no, but I mean, it's not something you do to the guitar itself.
No.
It's what you do to the
to
way
the
end. Car is coming out. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to understand this stuff.
I'm trying to learn, Jax. you're way on the defense, because apparently whenever you try to ask questions, your wife just gets on you, because you just thought that I was trying to say that you should know this, but no, I was explaining. No.
What?
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 She gets on you, doesn't she, when you ask questions?
No, because generally...
Because you seem very, like, timid about asking questions.
No,
like,
you you tend to attack me when I seem to be confused.
Well, not about music, though, because you're not a musician.
I know. I want to be. I don't know nothing about music.
I know this is all in German.
Oh, well, I should tell a joke that I didn't tell in the last episode, and Anne-Marie was kind of happy that I didn't bring it up, but... She drove me to the train station last week, and as we were coming up to Forest Hills, she looks over and she goes, "Polish nail salon? Why do they need to advertise it's a Polish nail salon?" And I looked over and I'm like, "I'm pretty sure that says Polish nail salon." And then, of course, I told you that story, and you're like, "You know what? In all honesty, I probably would have made the same mistake."
Yeah, no, I probably would.
She's dumb.
That's not nice.
No,
say that about my beautiful wife.
No, it's a drop to just, you know, celebrate the story.
My wife is beautiful and smart.
Of course she is.
Yes. This is not a good song to be talking about my wife over.
Sam says yes, she is. All right, what do you want to end the show with then?
I don't know. How much time do we have left?
I don't know. Yeah, we're about there.
I got a couple of jokes I wrote. Can I say them?
Absolutely.
I had them written down for another thing, and we never ended up doing it. So
anti-comedy.
Well, these are some observational comedy, so it's good that we're referencing Jerry Seinfeld. So one of the things, if you ever see people walking down the street holding hands, right?
Yes.
So I always feel like if you're going to walk down street holding hands, you need to smile. Otherwise, it looks like a hostage situation.
That's good.
And then the other thing, another observation I had was instead of catcalling, guys should give a thumbs up or like prompt for a high five, because nobody looks cool or intimidating doing those things. It's a good way to make women feel safe.
It's a really good way to make women feel safe.
Yeah, instead of like, "Hey, baby, looking good. Yeah, let's get some fries with that shake." You'd be like, "Hey there, good looking. High five."
Sam loves it.
That's the new feminist movement. Encouraging men to high five and give thumbs up. Like, "Hey, baby." I did a thumbs up, but you can't see because it's radio.
To her.
All right. You want to end the show on that note?
Yeah. That's
it. I got two good jokes. I got two good jokes, so we'll end the show on that.
Yeah, always end on a high note.
End on a high note. Always lead them wanting less. That's what I always say.
Yeah, even though it's
Let me do our social media.
Do our
and
social
then,
media.
You look like you're about to crank the Rammstein, which I'm going against my every fiber of my being to say no. So this is a reminder for everybody. Follow the show, Who Cares Podcast, on Facebook and Twitter at WCWJM Podcast. WCWJM Podcast on Facebook and Twitter.
Since we can't, we wanted to make it really simple and then decided to do the exact opposite.
Look, Who Cares is a pretty popular name for stuff online, okay? But we're doing it better.
Yeah.
So go on there and like us. And actually, like I said, go on there, comment about how much you hate us, comment about how confusing we are, comment about how weird Jackson's voice sounds, and how much better I sound than he does. And then you can follow Jackson on Twitter at JacksonWZLX. That's JacksonWZLX. And you can follow me at Mars85, that's M-A-R-Z-85 on Twitter. So go into the social sphere and conquer.
You guys are all gigantic losers.
Alles glaubt. Wir wollen eure Hände sehen. Wir wollen im Beifall untergehen.
You guys are all gigantic losers.
Douchebag. Douchebag. Okay. Anti-comedy. Who cares?
Ich verstehe euch nicht.
Könnt ihr uns hören?
Könnt ihr uns sehen? Könnt ihr uns fühlen? Wir verstehen euch nicht. Ich nicht. Ich nicht.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!